السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللَّهُمَّ فَقِّهْنَا فِي الدِّينِ. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Amin, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope you all have had a wonderful week and that your Ramadan is going well. So alhamdulillah, we are in the last week of Ramadan and we are in the middle of the last 10 nights. So inshallah, we should try to work harder to meet our goals and take advantage of this blessed time. I pray that Allah makes it easy for all of us and increases us in our worship, and that He allows us to witness Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. So with that, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Baqarah. So we are starting from verse number 40 to 44, inshallah. And I will start first with the recitation. So if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya bani Israel, izkuru ni'mati allati an'am عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون.
And inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 40 to 44. So before we begin with the tajweed analysis, I would like to continue with the topic of makharij, which we started in the previous classes. So alhamdulillah, last week we completed the specific area of the throat, or al-halq. So we learned there were six letters, and we learned each of them had two letters, and there were three areas within that throat. So throat is known as al-halq in Arabic. So this week, inshallah, we're going to start with a new general area, and this is the area of the tongue. So alhamdulillah, there are a lot of letters that come from the tongue. A lot of letters have the makharij residing in the tongue. So I feel like we might be on this topic for a little bit longer just because there are so many letters and so many different areas of the tongue. So today we're going to focus on
the back of the tongue. So this is the area that marks the place where the throat starts. So you can imagine that your tongue is a long organ, and right at the very end where it starts, where your throat is starting, that is the area we are focusing on today. So the letters of this area, the letters of the back of the tongue, are os and fas. So these two have very similar mukhaj, but there are a few differences that mark the sounds of the each letter. So we can start first with the letter os. So os is pronounced when the root of the tongue or the back of the tongue touches the soft part of the upper palate. So that is a lot of technical terms, and it does sound really confusing at first. The best way to understand is to say it for yourself. You can say F and see if you can recognize what area you are using when you say these words. It's a bit hard to explain just because we can't really see our throat or the back of our tongue. But if you say F or ek, you should be able to feel that there is a difference, and you can tell what I mean when I say the back of your tongue is touching these areas. So that is the mukharij of qaf, the root of the tongue touching the soft part of the upper palate. The second letter that comes from the back of the tongue is gas. Gas has a very similar mukharij to qaf. The only difference is that gas touches the hard part of the palate. So qaf touches the soft part of the upper palate. Gas touches the hard part of the upper palate. So what is the soft and the hard palate? Again, the easiest way to understand is to say it for yourself. So we're going to say the letters with a sukun. First, we're going to say F, and then we're going to say ek. So F is qaf, and ek is gas. You should be able to feel that your tongue is touching different places. So F, you should be able to feel that your tongue is touching something spongy or soft. And then when you say ek, your tongue is touching something that's a bit harder. So that harder part is called the palate. So there is the soft palate and the hard palate. So I hope you can understand a little better. Again, it is in confusing terms. The easiest way to understand is just to say for yourself and try to see if you can feel what I mean by the soft and hard palate. So gas, I find, is not a very difficult letter. Alhamdulillah, a lot of people find it very easy to pronounce. The hard one is off. So qaf is very difficult, partly because it is a heavy letter. So that is also something we have to keep an eye out for. So one more time, qaf is pronounced when the root of the tongue touches the soft part of the upper palate. And gas is pronounced when the root of the tongue touches the hard part of the upper palate. So we have that difference, hard and soft. So one more thing, inshallah, we're going to cover the tajweed rule for this later on. But the qaf also has a bouncing sound when it has sukun. For example, if I say F, there is that sound, that bouncing sound. That is called qalqala. We will learn the mechanism of qalqala later along with the letters that have it. But for now, just know that the qaf has a bouncing sound. So if you do hear that the qaf is bouncing a little, when I stop on it with sukun, that is the reason why. Gas does not have qalqala. So gas does not have it. That is another thing that differentiates qaf and gas. So the differences are that gas is from the hard palate. It is a light letter, and it doesn't have qalqala. On the other hand, qaf is from the soft palate. It is a permanently heavy letter. It is part of khusa dalfundum. It is always heavy, and it has qalqala if you stop on it with a sukun. So inshallah, these are a few differences that differentiate the gas and the qaf. It is very, very common to hear sometimes that people switch qaf and gas, and the qaf sounds very light, or it does not have qalqala, or it's from the wrong part of the palate. So inshallah, we want to make sure we know the differences and we are able to pronounce both of them correctly. So we want to make sure that we're not pronouncing these letters the same, or that we're mixing up the characteristics of these letters. So qaf is not a light letter. It should not sound light. It should sound very heavy. And gas is a very light letter. It should not sound heavy. And again, qaf has qalqala on it. Gas does not have qalqala. So inshallah, we will explain more what qalqala is, but it's just that bouncing sound. So we want to try to emulate this. So if you do hear me saying that, that's basically what that is. But again, inshallah, we can cover later on what Falsala is and what are the letters of Falsala. So these are just a few differences between Qaf and Kaf. Inshallah, as we go along in the lesson, I will point out if any of these letters occur, and we can hear them more and hear what the application of these letters are. So keeping that in mind, let's start with the tajweed analysis from the beginning of the lesson. So we're going to start with verse number 40. So we're starting with the word Ya Bani, and right away I can see that squiggly line that is the sign of a med. So we are pulling this for four counts. Ya Bani Israila. So again, in the Ra, we also have another squiggly line. So we have a few meds in these ayat. So these are both four-count meds. In this word, in Israel, Ra is a heavy sound. Sometimes Ra is heavy, sometimes it is not. In this case, Israel, Ra is a heavy sound. Uzguru ni'mati allati. So here we have the letter Ayn. Ayn is a letter of tawassut. It is also from the throat. So we want an R sound. Ni'mati. It is coming from the throat. In the next word, allati, this is a four-count med, so we are pulling this for four counts. An'amtu, and here we have the letter noon and neem with a sukoon. Both of these are part of ni'ma. They are letters of tawassut, so we are resting upon all of them. And then in the middle, we have the letter ayn. Again, ayn is from the throat. Right after that, we have the word alaykum. Ayn, again, is from the throat. Neem is a letter of tawassut. Ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. So we are resting upon the tawassut letters. We are making sure ayn is coming from the throat. Wa awfu bi'ahdi. So here we have the word bi'ahdi. This is a four-count med on the ya. Ufi bi'ahdikum wa iyyaya farhabun. So here in bi'ahdikum, again, we have the letter ayn. Ayn is from the throat. And then we have kum. Neem is a letter of tawassut. We are resting upon this neem. Farhabun. Ra is a letter of tawassut. Ra, in this case, is also a heavy letter. And then because we are ending on a two-count mad with, followed by a sukun, we are applying mad arad lissukun. Basically, that means because we are ending at the ayah, we are going to pull for four counts. Falhabun. In the next ayah, we have the word wa'aminu bima. So here on the alif, I see that there is a four-count mad. We are going to pull this for four counts. Bima anzaltu. Here, lam is a letter of tawassut. We are resting upon this lam. Musaddiqa. Mim is a light letter. Sad is a permanently heavy letter. Dal, musaddiqa. Dal is a light letter. And again, we have the letter qaf. Qaf is a heavy letter. So we have light, heavy, light, heavy. So we want to make sure the light letters are staying light and the heavy letters are heavy. So here we have that letter that we were studying today. We have the letter qaf. So this word is musaddiqa. It is not musaddiqa. It is musaddiqa. So qaf is from the soft palate, and it is also a heavy sound. Musaddiqa lima ma'akum. Neem is a letter of tawassut. We are resting upon this neem. Wala takunu. Here we have a four-count med, so we are pulling for four counts. Awwala kafirin bih. Here, ra is a light sound in this case. Wala tashtaru, we are resting upon the sheen. Bi-ayati. So here we have three two-count meds. Bi-a, this is two counts. Ya, this is two counts. Di, this is two counts. بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. So here again we have the letter qaf. Qaf is a heavy sound. قَلِيلًا. It is not قَلِيلًا, it is قَلِيلًا. So qaf is from the back of the throat, and it is a heavy sound. وَإِيَّايَ فَتَّهُونَ. So here this is again qaf. It is a heavy sound, and then we are ending on a four-count mud. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا. So here, lam is a letter of tawassut. We are resting upon lam. Al-haqqa, lam is a letter of tawassut. We are resting. Al-haqqa, qaf is a heavy sound. It is not haqqa, it is haqqa. So qaf is very heavy. بالباطلي لام is a letter of توسط and طا is a heavy sound. It is part of فصادق صندوق. بالباطلي وتكتمو. So here, كاف, we are not applying قلقلة and it is a light sound. So it is not وتكتمو, it is وتكتمو. وتكتمو الحق. لام is a letter of توسط. We are resting. And الحق قاف is a heavy sound. وأنتم, here we have the letter ميم. ميم is a letter of توسط. تعلمون, عين is also a letter of توسط. We are resting upon this. And we are ending on a four-count mat. وأقيموا, قاف is a heavy sound. It is from the back of the throat. وأقيموا الصلاة, صاد is a heavy sound. لام is a light sound. So it is not صلاة, it is صلاة. صاد is heavy, لام is light. وآتوا الزكاة, واركعوا, راء is a letter of توسط. We are resting upon this راء. And in واركعوا, عين is a letter of the throat. There is a constriction. مع, عين again is from the throat. There is a constriction. راكعين, راء in this case is heavy. And then again in راكعين, we have the letter عين from the throat. We are ending on a four-count mud.
أتأمرون الناس بالبر.
لام is a letter of توسط. We are resting upon this لام. را in this case is a heavy, is sorry, a light sound. را in this case is light.
بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم.
ميم is a letter of توسط. We are resting upon this ميم.
وأنتم.
ميم is a letter of توسط. We are resting.
تتلون الكتاب.
And here there is that قلقلة sound again. There is that bouncing sound at the end. Inshallah, we can learn more about this later. But for now, just know there is a slight bounce.
كتاب أفلا تعقلون.
And here we have the letter عين. عين is from the throat. There is a slight constriction. And قاف is a heavy sound. And once we end, we are pulling for four counts.
أفلا تعقلون.
And inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 40 to 44. So inshallah, I want you all to work on your letter qaf. If you see it come up in your lesson, try to circle it or underline it, highlight it, whatever you need to do. And inshallah, try to practice the exact area where these sounds are coming from. So I realize it is a little difficult to understand hard palate, soft palate, root of the tongue. But inshallah, with application, you will be able to understand. So if I say ek, you should be able to tell that, okay, my tongue is touching this area, and this is the part of my tongue that's engaged. And inshallah, that is the best way to understand for your own self how to say these letters and exactly where these letters are coming from. And inshallah, that will make it easier to pronounce these letters as well. So alhamdulillah, like I mentioned, gas is not a very difficult letter. Qaf needs a little bit of practice, but inshallah, with that practice, it'll come more naturally. And inshallah, it will be a very perfect sounding qaf, inshallah. So again, qaf is a heavy sound, and it also has qalqala. So we want to make sure we are applying these sifat while also making sure it is coming from the correct makharij. So inshallah, just a few things to keep in mind as you guys practice your lesson. So just a small announcement before we end. So we have some good news for our English-speaking students. So alhamdulillah, we now have a Telegram channel for the English classes. So we have all of the Ramadan lectures, and inshallah, we will put the English Tafsir lectures every Sunday. So inshallah, the link will be shared with you either through the WhatsApp group or through your GIs. So inshallah, if you feel you will benefit, you should feel free to join, and inshallah, we will be sharing all our English lectures, our classes that are in English, and along with these classes every Sunday. So inshallah, that is a beneficial resource for you all if you need a place to have all of the lectures conveniently for you. So inshallah, it is now time for the tafsir portion of our class. So I will end it here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين